Lipton tea, Lipton tea, and Inner Sanctum Mysteries. This is your host of the Inner Sanctum, welcoming you again through the squeaking door for an good time. Why am I smiling? But I always smile in the door on Tuesday night. You see, each week when I say good evening, I say to myself, a good evening what? And of course, there's only one answer to that question. A good evening, murder.
Fine, Kingsley, okay. You needn't feel so chipper about it if you were going to be murdered.
Why, Mary, there's no bigger thrill than to be murdered. And it's only once in a lifetime.
Well, I know.
Now, don't tell me that Lipton tea.
No, I'm not thinking about Lipton tea. I'm talking about the sterling silver medallion that the Lipton tea people are offering to the ladies. Yes, lady, the chance of a lifetime to get a lovely piece of jewelry. The kind you find at those smart shops on Fifth Avenue in New York. Now, let me tell you about the medallion. It's made of real sterling silver. It's about an inch in diameter, dead to the Chinese inscription. The medallion is hung on a narrow black rayon satin ribbon, so it can be worn as a necklace, or you can simply add it to your charm bracelet. And here's how you get the medallion. Just 5 cents and the box top from a package of Lipton's, the tea with the brisk flavor, to the Lipton Tea People, Box 92, New York City. Yes, that's Box 92 in New York.
And now it's time to begin. Called Dead to Rights. It's an original spine tingler by... And our stars tonight are two radio favorites. Elsa Ferry and Santa. So relapse in your chair. Settle down for alarming but charming entertainment. Why not get really rich? Go the whole works. Turn off the main switch in the cellar. The darker it is, the more strange things. Lou Dunn is nervously pacing his room in a dingy boarding house near the East River in Manhattan. His wife, Dottie, is looking at an old newspaper.
See for yourself. That's Jensen, that queer old guy. Lives upstairs with $20,000.
Mm-hmm. That's him, all right.
All that money. Only on the floor above us.
The paper. William Jensen was found wandering through the streets in a sickened condition due to lack of food. The police discovered $20,000 in $100 bills mixed with crusts of bread and carcass. He's being sent to Bellevue Hospital for observation.
Months old. Mm. Jensen's been back for 2 weeks. Hey, Daddy.
Hmm?
Must be some way we can get that.
There is.
You mean Robin?
Bob Robin. Hey, did you kill him? If you're not scared.
Scared? Well, you ain't scared of anything.
I know you. You always talk toughness about it all.
I'm not scared. Come on. Make it look like suicide.
You really want to do it?
Yeah, sure. I'd like to put my hands on $20,000.
Born what we couldn't do, honey.
It'll be easy.
If we do it smart. Very smart.
Sure.
Maybe you could sort of... Just before he goes to bed. Turn on the gas. That'd make suicide. Then we could go back and pick up the money. Not all of it. We'll leave half of it so it won't look like robbery.
Sure. sure, crazy guy. It's natural for a crazy guy to knock himself off.
Mm-hmm. If we're gonna do it, we gotta do it right now. I never had the guts to do it. Are you sure you want to do it, Logan?
Sure. Sure, I do, darling.
Mrs. Scully has gone to the movies. What time is it now?
It's 5:05 to 10.
She won't be back till after 11. You've got plenty of time. Jensen goes to bed just about this time. Go on up, stay with him until he's in bed. And then, on your way out, you turn on the gas. Not too much, because that'll make a lot of noise. And keep your finger off the spigot. Use a stick or a glove.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you waiting for?
You want me to go now?
Oh, what do you want to do? Die a heart failure?
It's me, Lou Dunn, the guy that lives right up.
Oh, just a minute. I was just about to get to my bed. You especially want?
No. I just had a little argument with the wife.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to go back right now.
Uh-huh. You're going to teach her a lesson.
Yeah. All right.
Tell me. Get in the bed.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Jensen. I will help you, Jensen. Are you going to bed right now?
Yeah. Would you mind having me take off my shoes?
Sure.
I'm getting too old to bend down.
Sure.
Thank you.
That's no place to hide your money behind the pillow. Hello.
That ain't no money. It's just a lot of pictures. That's all. Just pictures.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. You're going to be good company. You're kind of sleepy.
Maybe I'd better get back.
Nice to see you. Come and see me, though.
You're freezing outside. I'd better close the window or you'll catch cold. Well, good night, Mr. Jensen. Good night. If I get downstairs without being seen, everything will be all right. Someone's coming up the steps. It's Mrs. Scully. It's getting too dark. She won't make it out. I'll pull my hat over my face.
Mr. Dunn?
I beg your pardon.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought you were Mr. Dunn.
Well, it's all right. Good night.
Good night. Who is it?
It's me.
Everything all right?
Close the door.
Not if anything can go wrong.
We're going to be caught.
Calm down. Tell me what happened.
I did everything you said. Everything went fine until I got outside. I met Mar. I put my hat on my face.
You recognize it?
She called my name. But I disguised my voice.
Nothing to worry about.
I'm sure she knew it was me. We're going to get caught.
Did she come right down here?
I went outside for a few minutes in case she was watching.
That's good. Now you got to go back and get... He's dead by now.
I can't go back.
You've got to go now before the king knows about it.
I can't do it.
All right, I'll go myself. What'd you say the money was?
Hunter's head.
Stay here till I get back.
Maybe you ought to forget.
No. Not after we've gone this far.
Who's there?
It's me, Mrs. Scully. Let me in.
What do you want?
Well, downstairs is entertaining. There's water leaking down the ceiling.
Water?
Yes. I'd like to take a look at the sink.
Sure.
Honey, Pipes aren't leaking.
Just a mistake, huh?
Oh, they must be cold. Floor's dry.
Yeah. Is that all, Mrs. Clark?
No. Let's move over on your rent.
We'll have it for you tomorrow.
You have to pay the your bills, you know.
Sure. I promise you.
Well, all right. Say, did I pass you upstairs on the fourth floor a little while ago?
Me? Have it mixed up with someone else.
It looked like you. How'd you feel?
Out of this room for a couple of hours.
Darling, Miss Cullen.
Oh. Hello, Mrs. Cullen.
Hello, Mrs. Dunn. I was just telling your husband about the rent. But... Hey, do you smell gas?
Yeah. See a gas jet open someplace.
Well, you'd better take a look at your stove. Don't want any accidents in it. Seems to be coming from the hall. I'd better take a look at that empty room.
You should have knocked before you came in. You almost gave the whole thing away.
Yeah, I know. Had the money right in my hand. I only took that figure.
The cops questioned Mrs. Scully. We'll be done for.
Yeah, she smelled the gas on me. I almost died in that room.
We gotta get away from here.
Maybe you're right. I'm getting kind of scared myself. Things ain't working out so perfect.
Let's get packed.
Okay. Wait. We ain't gonna pack.
We're not gonna stay here.
Listen, if we walk out with our suitcases, we'll be giving ourselves away.
They found out about Jensen.
We gotta stay calm or we're dead pigs.
What should we do?
We gotta get out of the house first.
We can't go out the front door, not now.
With this excitement going on, we can sneak out without them noting.
I tell you, I'm scared, Daddy.
Oh, my. Come on, now or never.
He's over at the front door.
That's a break.
The cops, they're just in it.
Come on away.
Well, Dottie and Lou are in bad shape. My only hope is that they don't die of heart at the end of the program. That would be very embarrassing. The characters in our story will show a little more nerve. Yeah. It's not that they are first-quality villains, but they're too indecisive.
Do you think it's going to happen to them?
Oh, they'll probably turn on the gas again.
Oh, please.
And brew them again with those Lipton tea.
Well, you fooled me that time. And now I'm going to fool you. I'm not going to try to talk about Lipton tea. Instead, I'm going to tell you a story. Yes, he gave a true story behind that sterling silver medallion that the Lipton people are offering to the... It's really a good luck charm. The original, you know, was given to an American flyer by Chinese guerrillas who rescued him after territory. The flyer was told that the Chinese letters on the medallion would bring him safely through the lines. Well, he did get through. And only then did he learn that the medallion said, good luck, in Chinese. Now, ladies, there's something. Now, ladies... And to get this good luck charm, this lovely sterling silver medallion, just the flyer can carry, all you have to do is send 25 cents and the box top from a package of Lipton. The tea with the brisk flavor. To the Lipton Tea people. That's box 92, New York, City.
Well, now let's go back to our pale and detailed murderers. If you remember, they ran them back into their room when the police came in. And since then, they've been trying to wait. Maybe they've got a plan. So let's take a look.
We've got to think of something.
How about that back stairway?
I don't know where it goes.
Well, it's better than staying here. Catch that chance. They're probably still upstairs. Come on.
Let's go. Wait. Open the door to get to the back stairway. Open the door.
Yeah, well, maybe it's just rattled.
It's jammed.
Let's buzz up the side open.
We'll use the top over down and then... Come on,
let's push it up. Oh, get up. Open it. Open it. Just a little bit more.
We can get the door.
You all right?
Uh-huh. It's like a cold, man.
Here we go down to the cellar again.
exit that leads out into the alley.
Listen, that's the cop coming down on the front.
There's something the hole was there.
We got to hide. Yeah.
There's nothing you'll find down here.
Hope you don't mind, Andy, but we'd like to look over the premises.
Oh, look, Doug, look.
Right,
I'm going to sneeze.
No.
It's just a waste of time and anything here.
All right. Let's get out. There's too much stuff here.
You're not dead.
You tried to kill me.
I had to put my hand over your mouth. You just think we've been caught.
Let's get out of here.
Get these barrels away. We can get out through the alley.
Well, show a little safer out on the street.
Please, will you stop looking back? There's someone following us.
There's nobody following us.
I know all the detectives in New York must be looking for us.
Stop asking those suspicious. What's the time? We gotta look like normal people.
Normal. They're scared not of normal life.
I told you not to turn around.
You're the same guy.
Who are you talking about?
Pick up yourself. That was Gray Hart.
He could be just an ordinary guy. Maybe we just think he's following us.
We can't get away from him.
No, look. We'll fool them. Make believe me, we're in love.
Come on, with you. I don't get it.
Act like they're crazy about me. Act like they're... Go on.
What am I supposed to do?
Say I'm wonderful. Wonderful. Say I'm the best girl in the world. Go on.
You're crazy.
Do what I tell you.
You're the sweetest girl in the world. You're the sweetest...
Yeah. Hurry up.
You're wonderful. I love you.
I love put your arm around my shoulder.
Don't go up.
Now, walk. Act like we don't care where we're going.
You catch up to
us. He can always catch us. You gotta make him think we're the wrong people he's following us. Keep talking. Keep moving.
I'm crazy about you.
You're wonderful, too, Luda. I waited all my life for somebody like you.
I don't know what I'd do without you. Still following us, following us.
Look, we gotta figure out something.
Maybe we can give him the slip and the something.
Yeah. Look, I'll go in the subway first. You go in the cigar store. If I'll follow you. You come down a few minutes after me. Have a nickel all ready. Then as soon as the train... Wait till the doors are closing. Then drop your nickel in the slot. I'll hold the door open for you. Whoever it's following won't be able to make it. You understand me, dear?
Well, what if you arrest me?
He won't. Look, here's where I go down the subway. You go into the store. Get me.
Okay, darling.
Don't forget to wait until the doors are closing.
Luke? Luke, here I am. What are you?
I couldn't find you.
Better. The platform's everybody you see.
She's run out of
me. Yeah,
hi. I'll give myself up to you.
She's
here. Where are we going?
Next station. We got a bus down in New Jersey.
Maybe you're the right.
Come on. We're getting off here.
Money.
So won't have anything
out of the
ship to get caught.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good idea. We can come back to later.
Right underneath the platform.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
No one in the
station.
Money. I'll hold you when you bend over.
Hold on good. Come out of the fall.
Oh, yeah, before somebody comes along.
Yeah. Okay. It's hidden.
Let's go. We'll be back for it in a day or so. I'll put your arm around. Kiss me.
Don't do it anymore.
You don't do what I'm leaving you.
No, no.
That's better. Sweetheart.
Yeah. I guess you're the best girl for me.
You just wouldn't know what to do without me. Would you, darling? Don't sound as nobody following us.
Right behind us. Must have radioed a description of us.
Cops don't follow people. They arrest them if they think they're guilty.
Well, maybe he ain't sure. Sure. Maybe he's watching us first.
We'll turn the corner. You do love me, don't you?
More than anybody else in the world.
I love you, too.
What are we going to do?
There's a factory up ahead. We'll make it on the night shift. We'll throw him off the track.
We'll get caught in the business.
Oh, it's worse out here on the street. When the top cop sees us going to the factory, he'll think he's made a mistake and he'll leave us alone. So hang on to me tight and walk slow.
Is this the building?
Yeah. We'll walk in just as if we belong here.
Oh. You haven't followed us in?
No, it works fine. Now we can stay here for a few minutes and then we'll
get the top.
We're gone.
Let's put the elevator up. Come on.
Floor 3? 16. There's no one on the 16th. It's empty there.
She means the 15th.
Yeah. Hurry up, please. We're very late, late. In a second. There's an officer coming in.
Oh, what?
Floor 3.
So, take these people wherever they're going.
Yes, sir. Watch the door.
Where are you two going?
15-4.
Who are you seeing on the 15th?
What do you want with us? We didn't do anything.
I just asked you who you're seeing on the 15th floor.
We work up there. 15, please. Honey.
Just a second. Precinct 23. Hmm. Oh, hello, Lieutenant. This is Officer. Hello. I want to report a double suicide. My names are Lewis and Dorothy Dunn. They're going to do it, and I tried to stop them. I saw him in the subway station. The man was trying to jump off the platform, but the woman was holding him back. She changed his mind, and they went upstairs. It looked like a lover's suicide pact to me. Saw them holding each other around and kissing on the street. I followed them from the subway into this building, and when I asked them a few questions, they got frightened and got off on the 15th floor. I tried to stop them, Lieutenant. They ran down the corridor and then threw themselves down an empty elevator shaft. Dead, Lieutenant. Lieutenant, you know, the funny part of it is, they lived in the crackpot Jensen and committed suicide by gas a few hours ago, you know? Yeah, that sure is an unlucky house. Well, that's one way of getting rid of the guns, making them fall down the elevator shaft. Not a very pleasant way, I'll admit, but business is business. Business will fool around with characters like that.
Well, I can't handle feeling sorry for them. Those poor people probably never had a lucky...
It's your fault, Mary. You should have given them one of those good good luck charms you've been talking about. You know, the medallion with the black ribbon. Yes. If the medallion didn't bring them good luck, they could always hang themselves with the ribbon.
Now, you stop that kind of talk. Because Lipton's stealing silver medallion on his black cap is a lovely, lovely piece of jewelry. But you may never own it if you don't ask now. Never own it if you can see people make it easy for you. Listen, just send 25 cents and the box top from a package of Lipton's, the tea with the brisk flavor, to the Lipton Tea People, box 92, New 2, New 25 cents includes the full cost of packing and postage.
And now, a word of advice. If the service is bad and you're in a hurry, just throw yourself out of the window. Oh, by the way, the mystery novel is The Red Right Hand by Joel Rodgers. Oh, and I must tell you about next week's story. It takes place on the high, but it's about a man who doesn't like singing. Yes, singing seems to strike the wrong, and he goes around opening up throats with him to find out just what makes that wrong note. So, if you're one of those guys who sticks things in the shower, just cut it out before next week's killer does it for you. Now it's time to close the squeaking door. Squeaking door. When Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup present another Inner Sanctum Mystery. Brown. Good night. Pleasant dreams.
It's wonderful how quick and easy could... I guess lots of you remember when it used to take half a day to make a pot of chicken noodle soup. But now, we have Lipton's noodle soup mix, and delicious, chicken-y-tasting soup it is. Yes, Lipton's has an old-fashioned, homemade flavor, and it's brisk, tender, golden egg noodles. Lipton's is economical, too. It costs less and makes more than canned soups. Of course, sometimes it's hard to get, and of course... But there's lots of good things scarce in wartime. So folks, remember. And remember to tune in next Tuesday night for another Inner Sanctum.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting.